The koala is one of Australia's most well-known animals, but in large parts of the country its habitat is being destroyed and numbers have plummeted. Now one of the biggest populations in southeast Queensland is also under threat as developers move in. Lucy Murray reports.
Nicole Taylor is a Gold Coast resident turned conservationist after seeing what she believed was evidence of the impact of urban development on her local koala population.
My family was on its way to the Coomera train station to catch the train to the Yeka when we came across a deceased koala by the side of the road. It was a deceased male, and when I looked up, right behind him I saw a bulldozer, and that was the moment for me to say this has got to be enough.
The bushlands between the Gold Coast and Brisbane has been earmarked for housing developments, but it's also home to one of the biggest koala populations in the state's southeast. It's known as the East Coomera population. But over the past decade, a third of its habitat has been destroyed.
We're seeing huge amounts of koalas moving into other locations, creating higher densities than ever before, and densities that are simply unsustainable.
The Gold Coast Council has just released a study into the population. The good news is numbers have remained stable, but that means there are more koalas in less bushland. The report has found the land can currently support about 441 koalas, but with at least 425 koalas already in the area, it's nearing its limit. The study states,
the increased average koala activity levels and densities within remaining habitat areas does pose some concerns. This will need to be monitored to confirm that the habitat is coping with increased pressures.
The Currumbin Wildlife Sanctuary treats sick and injured koalas. Over the past 5 years, they've seen an eightfold increase in the number of koalas admitted to the hospital from the area. The scene event is Dr. Michael Pine.
Unfortunately, with these stats, we haven't drilled down to see exactly why they're coming in, but certainly an eightfold increase is significant. Koalas in this area are under a lot of pressure.
Gold Coast Councillor Cameron Caldwell is the head of the City Planning Committee that conducted the report. He says there's no documented evidence of overbrowsing, where koalas eat themselves out of house and home.
The report says quite clearly that there hasn't been any overt signs of increase in disease in the population.
Even so, the report found at least 1,150 hectares of land needs to be set aside for koalas.
Well, at the moment, we're undertaking investigations as to whether there is suitable land in the area.
The state government is willing to help out. A statement from the Environment Department says,
the Queensland government has been approached by the City of Gold Coast to explore opportunities to secure, consolidate and restore increased koala habitat and is willing to work with the council to identify opportunities.
But Nicole Taylor fears that could be too little, too late.
We won't know what's going to happen to those koalas for some years to come, but what we do know already is that koalas are increasingly stressed, and the hospital admissions are certainly testament to that.
Gold Coast conservationist Nicole Taylor ending Lucy Murray's report.